higher. He was projected maybe as high as fifth.
Well, you know, I was hearing a lot of things that I was in mid-round grade, and you know, fourth round, the sixth round, or something like that. But you know, that just didn't happen that way. But you know, I'm just feeling really lucky to be blessed and you know, get picked. So I'm just ready to get to work and start playing football again.
Did you do anything in particular to get ready for the pro day, the workouts at Michigan, since you tested so well?
Yeah, our quarterback at our pro day was actually my quarterback from Saginaw. So we were throwing and running routes and all kinds of stuff, and I was, you know, helping him with his cone drills and his running his 40. So, yeah, we were prepping for that too.
So, Jeff, what do you think about going from the GLIAC to the NFL?
Well, I think it's definitely something that can be done. I saw that at the Senior Bowl week. I really showed that I can compete with some of the best guys in the nation. So, you know, I'm just really looking to start working hard for the Packers and hopefully help them get some wins.
Can you just describe the feeling of getting drafted and just those emotions on your phone, Ryan?
Man, it was really awesome. I mean, I had a lot of friends and family, you know, sitting with me, and when I got the call and they asked me if I was ready to be a Packer, you know, obviously I said yes, and it was kind of a sigh of relief, but, you know, I got just really excited and just, like I said, just feeling really blessed and happy that this is happening.
Jeff, how much interaction did you have with the Packers before today?
To be honest, you know, I didn't really have that much. There were some other teams showing some more interest, but, you know, I'm not complaining at all. I'm you know, I'm ready to play for the Packers.
What do you consider the strengths of the way you play receiver, Jeff?
What's that?
What do you consider to be the strengths of your play at receiver?
I think probably my biggest strengths is just my size and speed and ability to stretch the field. I think, you know, running post routes and deep routes is something that I probably do my best. But, you know, I really like running short routes and running with the ball, you know, and making people miss too. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to doing both of those things.
Jeff, how comfortable do you feel as a returner? I noticed you didn't really do a whole lot of that there in college, but obviously it's an area Packers are looking to fill.
You said about returning kicks?
Yeah, he just asked how comfortable you would be. You know, you didn't do a lot of that, but, you know, potential role in that.
Yeah, I've returned kicks, you know, since I was younger. So it's something I really feel comfortable with, and I think that my explosiveness showed at the combine. I think that's something that, you know, the Packers are, you know, might have me do. So I feel really comfortable doing it, and I'd be happy to do it.
Take us back to your week at the Senior Bowl. Were you nervous at all, sort of stepping up to that level of competition? How did you handle it? How did you feel the week went? Any particular matchups that stood out in your mind when you went one-on-one with anybody?
No particular matchups. So, you know, I was a little nervous going into it, but I knew I was picked to go there for a reason, and I just kind of picked it up with the speed of the game, and after I ran like my first route, and it wasn't anything that, you know, I couldn't do. So I think it's something I can really get good at.
Jeff, after you were picked, the guys on ESPN were talking about how they thought you reminded them of Jordy Nelson. Do you watch him? Are you familiar with him? And what's the idea of being a teammate of his?
Yeah, definitely. I watched him, and he's probably the one that I say I mirror my game after when everybody asks me. So to be able to play with him, it's just going to be a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to learning from him and hopefully him helping me become a better player.
How'd you wind up at Saginaw Valley?
I came from a really small high school, and I had an injury. I broke my finger my senior year, and I didn't have any stats at receiver, but I played running back, and I just ended up not going to a Division I school, didn't have any offers, and started visiting some Division II schools, and Saginaw Valley was the last one I visited, and I really liked it, and liked the coaches, and they offered me a scholarship the next day, so I took it, and I'm you know, really, really happy with my experience there.
So at what point in your career there, do you think that the NFL is not just a dream, but a realistic thing for you?
What's that?
He just asked, you know, what point in your career did you think that the NFL was a realistic possibility and not just a dream?
Yeah, I think after my junior year, after I put up some pretty good numbers and, you know, my coaches and people around me started talking about, you know, possibly playing at the next level, I think that's when I kind of realized that it could be something that I could do. And then after my senior year, and, you know, I kind of had another good year, and that's when I really started believing it, and that's when I really started working at it, and thankfully it's happening.
you got a taste of the better competition down in Mobile for a little bit, but what are some differences in the speed of the game you anticipate at the next level from what you had there at Saginaw Valley?
Yeah, you know, we played some really good competition, you know, teams that have won national championships, and it really wasn't that different to me compared to those teams, you know, with all-around good speed. But obviously, you know, every team we play against doesn't have the same level of talent as Division I schools. But, I like I said, I didn't think it was anything I couldn't handle, and I thought I did really well during the Senior Bowl week.
A couple more for Jeff.
You're the third receiver drafted by the Packers in this draft. How do you feel about the crowded competition there?
You know, I'm really excited. I know you guys got Jared Aberderis, and we're really good buddies, and I was texting him during the whole draft, and it's funny because it seems like everywhere we go, we're always stuck together because we were roommates in the Senior Bowl and trained together in San Diego, and you know, I'm really looking forward to going out there and competing with him.
Jeff, so how did you hit it off with him at the Senior Bowl, or did you guys know each other even before that?
No, we actually met each other at API in San Diego when we were training for the Combine, and then we ended up both going to the Senior Bowl, and then we were roommates there, and then, you know, just 2.5 months of getting to know each other, and actually we ended up on the same flights a couple times, so we're pretty good buddies, and I'm looking forward to it.
Did he say anything encouraging to you, or was he helpful at all?
You know, he's pretty similar to me, but yeah, we tried to help each other out as much as we possibly could. You know, giving each other pointers and what we thought we would see. And I actually have yet to talk to him, but I'm probably gonna get a hold of him right after this.